You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What the hell are the Steelers going to do? 9 straight years without a playoff win, 7 straight losses in the postseason for Mike Tomlin, and they've somehow gotten progressively uglier and uglier year after year. We'll dive into that in just a moment here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, inside the Westwood One Sports app. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos. He'll be back tomorrow, still streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos, TheKostos. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a ton of great insight from Brooks Austin on college football, Indiana, Miami, Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports on the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. But right off the top of the show, talk to my good friend, Steelers insider Mark Cabali, correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show. We co-host a Pittsburgh sports Steelers podcast together, Cabali and Mac. We got very creative with the name there. But we were up late last night after this loss by the Pittsburgh Steelers, trying to figure out just how much change can, should, and most importantly, will happen with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you could say it all starts with Aaron Rodgers and what he decides to do, because maybe that impacts what Mike Tomlin wants to do and whether he wants to play another year of quarterback roulette or not. Look at the names that have rolled through, by the way, and started games for the Pittsburgh Steelers at quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired. I mean, Pickett, Trubisky, Rudolph, and I like Mason, but backup. Pickett, Trubisky, Rudolph, Fields, Wilson, now Rodgers. And without that answer at quarterback, I thought there was a great point made by Frank Schwab an hour ago. They had Jackson Dart in the palm of their hand last year's first round and decided to pass on him. They got a great defensive lineman in Derek Harmon, but that doesn't solve the quarterback issue. And now you're coming up on a quarterback poor draft, and certainly a quarterback poor free agency class. You're going to give up all those resources you've built up in the draft? The Steelers have something like 10 picks in this year's draft, which will be in their backyard at their stadium in Pittsburgh. You're going to give up some of those for a Kyler or a Tua? Eesh. That's not the solution, is it? And so I understand those that say, well, it all starts and ends with quarterback. Until you figure out quarterback, I mean, You can't do anything. And they haven't given Mike Tomlin a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Well, I would ask you to press pause there. Mike Tomlin has a lot to do with the construction of the roster in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin is the most powerful person in the Steelers organization whose last name is not Rooney. The Rooney family owns the Steelers. Art Rooney II is in charge in Steelers headquarters. And he's the one who it all starts with this offseason. Art Rooney II falls in line with the rest of the Rooney family's preference for stability and consistency. It's why they have not fired a head coach in 56, 57 years. It's why they've had 3 head coaches in half a century. The Pittsburgh Steelers do not wade in the waters of jumping through head coaches every couple of years. They just don't. They want to find their guy and stick with him through thick and thin. Now, look, it's very easy to stick with a guy beyond the first few years if he wins in the first few years, like Bill Cowher did when he became their head coach in the 90s, like Mike Tomlin did when he became their head coach in the mid-2000s. It becomes much harder to stick with a guy beyond the first few years if those first few years are 6-11, 7-10. No one's saying that's instantly going to happen if you walk away from Mike Tomlin. But you're not going to know if you keep banging your head against the wall, hoping that somehow you put a dent in the cinder block with your skull. You're not. You're just going to end up bloody. and dazed and confused and wondering why the hell you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Mike Tomlin can be a great head coach, and he can still have run his course in Pittsburgh. And the thing to watch for is what happens. And we won't be there unless you're a fly on the wall in Art Rooney II's office when he meets with Mike Tomlin, whether it's today, later this week, next week, whenever it may be, sooner rather than later, I would hope. We won't know, but if Art Rooney II says to Mike Tomlin, listen, we both know you've got an option on your contract for 2027 that we have to choose whether we're going to pick up or not before March. I'm going to tell you right now, Mike, we can't pick up that option right now. You haven't won a playoff game in nearly a decade. You've lost 7 postseason games in a row. We like you. You're always going to be a pretty thick chapter in this franchise's story. You've got a ring. You're probably going to the Hall of Fame someday. We just don't think your story continues here unless you want to go into 2026 as a lame duck with that final year on your contract and prove the world wrong. At which point, I imagine Mike Tomlin would say, I can't see myself doing that, Mr. Rooney. I think unless I get some additional job security, more years tacked on to the end of my deal, at least another year, I can't go into 2026 trying to build this thing out, trying to find the answers that I haven't been able to find over the last decade. And there is a reason. I want people to understand this. There is a reason there has been so much smoke around Mike Tomlin's future in Pittsburgh. It's not because the Rooney family is talking to anybody. You have to believe it's because Mike Tomlin's surrogates in the media, or surrogate, i.e. Jay Glazer of Fox, has made it very clear, and other insiders have gleaned this information as well, that Mike Tomlin could make a good chunk of change just sitting at a desk once a week for 18 weeks in the fall, dropping some of those awesome sayings that he drops in during his weekly press conferences. Well, if you got red paint, you paint the barn red. I'm not going to unpack my bags on the bed of the collective. The standard is the standard. That would be an excuse, and we don't make them. I could do another 20 minutes on Mike Tomlinisms. I won't. The smoke that's out there around Mike Tomlin and the Steelers possibly coming to a mutual parting of ways, a conscious uncoupling. Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow. That is out there so that the path for an easy exit exists where Mike Tomlin does not lose any face, where he still gets to go out and, if he wants to, entertains the idea of a job elsewhere, where Mike Tomlin can take a year off and then maybe re-enter the coaching ranks, where Mike Tomlin can take a year off, then go do TV, and then maybe come back into the coaching ranks when just the right opportunity shows up, where he doesn't have to play quarterback roulette year after year after year until he finds a Hall of Famer. So that smoke is very real. And this is just as much Mike Tomlin's decision as it is the Pittsburgh Steelers' decision. The Pittsburgh Steelers are never going to, quote unquote, fire Mike Tomlin. A lot of Steelers fans would love to see that headline today or at some point in the next couple days or weeks. Steelers terminate Mike Tomlin. It would be a catharsis for a lot of Steelers fans who feel like their birthright is, at the very least, a conference championship appearance. Come on, we got 6 Lombardis in the trophy case down there at 3400 South Water Street. Get us back there, somebody, please. And if you can't do it, then get the hell out. It would feel great for a lot of Steeler fans to see Mike Tomlin doing the walk of shame. It's not going to happen. If Mike Tomlin and the Steelers are not together in 2026, it's because Mike Tomlin has decided that's the best course of action. And there's a couple of things that can feed into that. In addition to Art Rooney II, actually having the guts to go against the wave of consistency that has long reigned supreme in Pittsburgh. Could simply be, like I said, Aaron Rodgers says, hey, Coach T, it was a blast, man. I love Pittsburgh in the year that I was there. Had a ton of fun, but I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And Mike Tomlin says, okay, yeah, I'm not going to take another ride on the quarterback merry-go-round. I'm not going to take a swing with Malik Willis or Anthony Richardson or Tua Tagovailoa or Kyler Murray or whoever the hell else might be available. And I know we're not getting anybody in the draft. And I don't want to break in Will Howard. I don't want to go down any of these roads. I think it's time to walk away. But it all comes back to Mike Tomlin being the guy who has to make that decision. And if I were Mike Tomlin, I'm not, clearly, but if I were Mike Tomlin, a guy who's always supremely confident that he's going to have his team ready to do what's necessary, I would have to take a step back and say, okay, we haven't gotten it done in the playoffs. As good as I think we've been, haven't been able to get it done when the games matter the most. And they're chanting, fire Tomlin, anytime we get beat at home. Maybe I need to just walk away. Maybe I need to just cleanse my palate of what was a wonderful two decades for me and my family in Pittsburgh, but just walk away. And all that smoke that's been circulating around Tomlin, really since a very ugly loss to the Buffalo Bills at home late in the season, it's there for a reason. It's because Tomlin or people close to him want that smoke to be there so that it does make sense if he decides to walk away. So that it doesn't look like he's quitting. This is not a guy who quits. This is a guy who loves ball. To watch Mike Tomlin at the field of Pittsburgh Steelers practice is to watch a guy who loves ball and loves being out there around the game. And after a couple weeks away from this thing, he may take a good long hard look in the mirror and say, I still think I can do this. But that's where it comes back around to ownership and the people in charge of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the people who are named Rooney, to say, it's great. We're glad you feel good about what you can still do. You just don't have any more time left in Pittsburgh to do it. Now, the alternative pathway here is that Aaron Rodgers does decide to come back in 2026. I don't think it's likely, but again, he had a wonderful time in Pittsburgh his 1 year there. And he may look at it and say, man, we get a couple pieces in here. Offensive line is improved. I know it didn't look like it last night against Houston, but that's an all-world defensive front that I think is going to give Drake May fits on Sunday. Offensive line is improved. We just need to find some more weapons for me to utilize. Kenneth Gainwell came out of nowhere and was team MVP. We can do this. We can make a run, Coach T. Me and you, one more year off into the sunset. Come on, let's do it. And they do decide to go one more year with Rodgers and Tomlin. That is an alternative, if albeit unlikely, pathway forward for the Steelers. Well, what are you doing for your future then? You're putting it off another year. You're going back to the well again, banging your head off the wall one more time, expecting different results. And at a certain point, someone in Pittsburgh in charge has to stand up and say, listen, no more, no mas. We can't. Not only are we not going anywhere, significant anyway, not only are we not going anywhere with this tactic, but we're prolonging the agony of what's going to happen after the fact. Nobody in Pittsburgh is going to be excited if the Steelers bring in a new head coach, decide to go with a young quarterback or a retread veteran who's looking to prove himself with a new team, Murray, Tagovailoa, and go 6-11 for a couple of years. Nobody's going to get excited about that. But it may be just what they need. Not a hardcore tear it down to the studs rebuild, although that's about as close as you could get, new head coach, new quarterback. But as hard a reset as you can get. And the sooner everybody in charge in Pittsburgh, not named Mike Tomlin, comes to that realization, the better it is for the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, a team that is convinced they should be in contention every single year and who somehow keep getting away with 10 wins every single year. But man, it feels like that's the ceiling. That's the ceiling under the Tomlin regime. 10 wins and a first round exit. Full disclosure, Chris Mack here filling in for Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. I've grown up in Pittsburgh my entire life, other than a few years away at Penn State for college. Yeah, I went all of 2 hours down the road. I've grown up in Pittsburgh. I've watched the Steelers since I was old enough to watch football, since Bubby Brister was their quarterback. Oof. I've seen it all. I've seen good. I've seen bad. I've seen ugly. The one thing I've never seen is the Pittsburgh Steelers acknowledge what may be right in front of them, which is, hey, we might have to suffer for a year or two in order to turn this thing around. Because they always are convinced they are right there in it. This is the year. We made the changes. You see what we did? We got Ramsey. We got DK. We got Rodgers. This is the year. Here we come. Look out. That way of thinking of, hey, if we can just squeeze out that one or two extra wins in the playoffs. At this point, it's just one win in the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff game in 9 years. You know that. I don't need to repeat it again. But until they acknowledge that that's what they're working for, simply a playoff win? Playoffs? I don't think they're really going to see the hard truth that's staring back at them in the mirror, which is that standard that your fans have come to expect is the standard, as they call it in Pittsburgh, inside Steelers headquarters, is not actually contending for rings, for Lombardis, for titles anymore. Just getting to the playoffs. I have a 12-year-old son who last night looked at me right before he laid his head down on the pillow after staying up to watch the miserable ending to that game and said, "Dad, told you, 10-7 and a wild card loss." And he did. He told me that back in August. The kid actually predicted a division title, 10-7, and a wild card exit. Props to him. I should have taken some money from his piggy bank and bet it. Could have paid for college. Okay, maybe not for college, but at least a book or two. And that's what's most disheartening. For fans in places like Pittsburgh or Green Bay, where they're having very similar conversations, despite the fact that he hasn't been around nearly as long as Mike Tomlin, very similar conversations about Matt LaFleur. Is your standard going to the Super Bowl and maybe actually winning one? Or is your standard, hey, let's just get to the playoffs, okay? And then who knows what can happen? That's not a plan for winning a championship. That's a plan for getting to the playoffs. And maybe, just maybe, winning a game. That's why I said off the top of the show, you can't simply hand Matt LaFleur a multi-year extension. Maybe an additional year. Make him sing for his supper, as it were, and prove that he deserves a longer deal by going out in 2026. Maybe actually winning a division. Maybe not getting shown up by Ben Johnson. Maybe not melting down 2 times in 3 weeks with a lead at Soldier Field. We ask ourselves all the time, well, if you're going to get rid of this guy or you're going to put him on the hot seat, who are you going to get? I understand that line of thinking. I do. I get where you're coming from. But it also is a classic example of doing something, to bring this back around to Tomlin and one of his classic lines of living in your fears. Mike Tomlin has said for 19 years in Pittsburgh, we do not live in our fears. The organization lives the exact opposite, and they're living the opposite in Green Bay or anywhere else where they don't do what the Ravens did last week in firing John Harbaugh. They're living in the fear of, what happens is maybe you bring in a schlub who goes 6-11 for a few years, and then you try again. But at the very least, no stone is left unturned. You stop banging your head against the wall, bloodying yourself in the process, and you actually go out and chase what you say your goal is every single year, whether it's in Green Bay, whether it's in New England. They say goodbye to Belichick, for God's sake, whether it's in Pittsburgh. You go out and go after what you say your real ultimate goal is. And that's where it comes back in Pittsburgh in particular, to Art Rooney II, their owner. Does he have the guts to make the tough decision and wear it for a couple of years if it doesn't go as expected? Who knows? Maybe Mike Tomlin goes off somewhere else, wins a ring somewhere else. The Eagles survived it when Andy Reid left. The Eagles survived it, and they continued to compete and contend and eventually win a Super Bowl. You've either got to have the guts to go chase it or continue to live in your fears. And that's the hard decision that the Pittsburgh Steelers have to come to in regards to Mike Tomlin over the next few days and weeks. Coming up next, I've talked about quarterbacks and how we don't have a lot of elite ones left in these playoffs. There's another position in particular that we don't have a lot of great ones left in these playoffs, and I want to see how it plays out, especially in the divisional round. We'll get into it next. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.